The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on May 7th, 1975, in Perth, Australia.
Our Gita still said, as the atheistan experience, that any machine works without operator. Has he got any experience?
No.
Then why does he say?
But this material, this whole universe, we cannot compare this whole universe with any machine created by man.
Yes. How do you bring man? This basically is being created and being operated by God.
Well, we don't have any experience of such a machine.
Huh?
All the machines that
what do you mean by machine?
Well, like a car.
What is your idea of machine? Just like the other day we saw the Thomson Press, being printed and being collected and this and so many things have been done. It is like this. By machine, the seasonal changes going on, the sun is rising, the moon is rising, the water in the ocean, the waves are there, everything. Machine working. It is machine. Everything being systematic, everything done. Such a big ocean, a vast water, it is just on the brink. Come on. It is so organized. The sun is rising exactly in time, astronomical. The astronomical watch is 1/10,000 part of a second. It is so accurate. You find everything is going like that. So today is Ekadasi, 11th day of the moon. The moon is like this, is there. One can see the moon and he can calculate today is Ekadasi. But this is not machine. It's exactly machine.
But the thing is that this machine is so wonderful that it goes on without an operator.
That is your dullness. You are rascal, you cannot understand how the machine is working, how big it is, that is your dullness. But it is a machine, very big machine.
Yeah, we accept
you cannot understand that is not, that is not a machine. This is not very good argument, that I cannot understand, that it is not a machine. But you see, the idea of machine is there already. Everything is going on, machine.
It is such a good machine, it doesn't require an operator. That is the wonder of it.
No, that is wrong. You cannot find out in your experience anywhere, any machine, which is not being operated by a person. You cannot find it. Then why do you bring this idea? That without operator it is going. Where do you get this idea? This is a false idea. Because you have no such experience. Where is the machine? There is a machine going on without any effort. Find out the machine.
We're trying. There are some automatic machines.
An automatic is behind that the operator.
Mm-hmm.
The bottom
machine. Someone must turn it on and off.
Yeah. There is no such automatic machine.
No.
It is impossible.
Well, we can see the operator of these small machines, Srila Prabhupada. We cannot see the operator of this big machine.
Have you seen the operator in the powerhouse?
No.
Electric, yeah? Do you think the powerhouse is going on?
Well, we could see him. We could go, we could drive there
yes,
right
you
now.
You could see him, yes. We can go to Krishna and see. They have best qualification.
But it's not so easy.
Huh?
That's not as easy.
Easy, very easy. It is simply, as we are teaching our students, just become a devotee, abhar namaskar, manvana bhavamad bhakta, always think of it, and you'll go to him. It is not at all difficult. Bahava jnana tapasa, madhvamam madhira, bahava, many did come to me. How? Jnana tapasya. by knowledge and tapasya, being purified, they come to you. Krishna said, why you are disappointed? You can go. Krishna is open. Tevi janti paran, siya suddha tatha vishya. Even the woman, less intelligent, and sudra and vaishya, they can come. Where is the difficulty? Even if you are born very less, you can go. Krishna is open to everyone. Simply, you become qualified. That's all. And what is the qualification? Manvana bhavavat vakta madhyagi mahanavasa. Just always think of me, become my devotee, offer your respect to me, and manvana worship. That's four things. That you actually were opening this temple for this purpose. That you always think of me, you worship me, you offer obedience to me, and become a devotee. And then, mami vaishyasi asangsa, without any doubt, you will come to me. Where is the difficulty?
With the operator of the powerhouse, he's operating and running the powerhouse, but it's not really necessary that we go see him. We can simply enjoy the facilities offered by the powerhouse.
That's all right, but if you are intelligent enough, if you are a rascal fool, you may not see. But if you are intelligent, then you will be eager to please operate. Let me see. That is the difference of intellect. Dull, that's like we read one story, one little boy, he was beating on a drum. So he became inquisitive. So where from the sound is coming? That somebody must be within it. So he took a knife and cut it. This is intelligence. Where from the sound is coming? He was beating. But dumb, dumb, dumb. He became inquisitive. That is intelligence. A dull student coming. That's all. And intelligent, he tries. That is intelligence. Inquisitive. Intelligent boy will always inquire. What is this father? What is this father? Where from this house? That is intelligence. So, if one is very dull, just like cats and dogs, they cannot inquire. What is this machine? What is this behind? It is in the human form of life. These inquiries should come. Otherwise, he remains a cat and dog.
They say that this body, they don't accept the body as a machine because they've never experienced a machine that can think, feel, and will for itself. Huh?
Great. What is that?
Well, they say that this body is more complicated than any other machine because it can think, feel, and will. Whereas other machines, they don't do that.
But the thinking, feeling, the brain is there. That is the particular machine because the operator is with it. That you cannot see. The thinking, feeling is coming from the operator. The soul is there. That this rascal cannot understand. That the thinking, feeling, that is of the operator, not of the machine. Is it clear or not? The operator is within. Oh, the thinking, feeling, as you are asking, that is not of the machine, but of the operator, the soul.
Just like the child Srila Prabhupada who's trying to find the sound within the drum, the material scientists, they're trying to find out the cause and effect of the material world. Is that not intelligence?
Yes, but they have not reached the ultimate goal.
But they're trying.
They're trying, that is admitted. But they are concluding that there is no operator, that is at least. Because they have failed to find out. They have to go farther, farther and see, yes, there is operator. That is final part of the thing. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhavanam janmanamante jnanamanma. So after many, many births of sincere inquiry, when he is actually intelligent, he will say, oh, Vasudeva son. Here is Vasudeva. He is everything. that's sitting in your room. You'll inquire. Go on inquiring. Life after life. And then he'll come to understand. Vasudeva, Samahatma. You did not read this verse?
Oh, yes. Is this
what? They'll come. After much trouble, much inquiry, they'll come to the same conclusion. Vasudeva, Samahatma. But they'll waste time. That's all. When we say, here is the operator, they'll not take. But they'll waste time. And life after life, living, one day will come.
Does that mean that everybody is ultimately on the way back home?
Huh?
Does that mean that everybody is on the way back home, back to Godhead?
Yes. Everyone is inquiring. But according to his intelligence, perfection, he is making progress. Everyone is inquiring. Everyone. Because he is meant for that purpose. He has forgotten Krishna. And Krishna is the reservoir of all pleasure. He is finding, trying to find out pleasure other than Krishna. Therefore he is being baffled. Unless he comes to Krishna, there is no pleasure. That he does.
We have a saying in the West that curiosity killed the cat.
Yeah, another example, that's like a crying child, crying. As soon as he's on the lap of his mother, I mean, immediately starts crying. Why? He can't understand. Now I've got the real thing. The other woman taking is still continuing crying. You haven't seen it?
Yeah.
This is effective. But when the child comes to the lap of his own mother, he is immediately stopped. And mother also takes care. Why my dear child comes? She sucks the breast and becomes satisfied.
So one day the material scientist after many, many births will come to understand that Vasudeva Krishna.
Yes.
They'll become devotees.
But that is their foolishness. We, people, Krishna consciousness, that here is your ultimate goal of research. Take it. That is not. That is foolishness. They'll come to the same point, but when you offer him, he'll not take it. That is less.
You were saying that inquisitiveness is the...
That is human life. That inquisitiveness cannot be found in cats and dogs. That is the difference between cats and dogs and human beings. Human being, unless he becomes inquisitive, what is the ultimate source, is not human. These all people, 99.9% people, they are not inquisitive. They are searching after some happiness. But they are not inquisitive. What is the source of happiness? They are being baffled. In the material world, they have, for happiness they have discovered this horseless carriage and so many things. But there is so much unhappiness also. When the motor car is crashed between two, then life is lost. They are not inquisitive that we have invented this machine for happiness. Why this disaster? That intelligence is not good. That is it. They're simply going off, searching after. But they, when you say, no, not in this way, come this way, you'll get happiness. They'll have it. That is it.
But if a person becomes too much inquisitive, just like with the boy and the madanga, due to his inquisitiveness, he ruined the madanga and then he doesn't have any drum.
Well, that's all right. But that the drum can be purchased again. But he is to be given credit because he is inquisitive. He can purchase man on the drug, it doesn't matter. But he gets the credit because he is inquisitive.
What about these scientists, Srila Prabhupada? They are very inquisitive. They are trying to find out the cause of the material
world. That credit we give them, just like this child. But the childishness is this, that when they are given correct information, they do not care.
How is it that they can come?
If we say to the scientist that you are searching after this, yes, Krishna, aham sarvasarva, the original source, they will not listen. That is their foolishness.
They are very inquisitive, Srila
Prabhupada. That credit is already given. But you are inquisitive for a certain thing. If the thing is offered, if you do not accept, then you become foolish. Bhunam Janmanavante, Vasudevi, you come to that point that Krishna is everything. But when he informed you before that here is the thing, they know. That is the
reason. If you were saying everyone is inquisitive for happiness.
Yes.
But isn't that, shouldn't that be purified? Shouldn't we give up all desire for happiness?
No. Happiness is life. How can give up?
But if we desire for happiness, then we're being selfish. Then we're being selfish.
Yes, but you do not know where is your selfishness ends. That is your question. Nati vidushartha katringi Vishnu. They do not know. Everyone is selfish. Everyone is self-interested. But he does not know how to fulfill it. That is foolish.
But isn't it better to give up all ego altogether? Shouldn't we give up all of our...
Why? That is Mayavadi figure.
Then we become completely rid of
all... We make our ego illusion purify. And servant emotion. That is one. Not that to make my egoism zero. No. That is Mayavadi. They are disappointed. They think, finish this egoism. It cannot be finished. Because you are individual soul, it cannot be finished. Simply it has to be finished. I am thinking, you are thinking, I am thinking, you are neither, I am thinking, neither. We are all part and parcel of Krishna. That we have to come to that point. Not to falsely think that I am American, I am Indian, I am cat, I am dog. That has to finish. But you have come to this, really, egoism, that I am God and Sunday. That I am will go on. Not that they are thinking in a way to finish the I am, or I am the same. Wrong.
The material scientists are so inquisitive, yet they are leading lives like cats and dogs.
Yes,
how can they come to an
understanding? Wrongly directed. You are inquiring me, sir. I want to go to Sanatana. If that place is this way, if I saw, you go this way, you go this way, then you will be baffled, you will be unhappy. In wrong direction.
So we're taking some direction from...
That's all right. So if you take wrong direction, you'll be unhappy. Your destination is not good.
So how can the scientist arrive at Vasudeva Sarvamiti?
That he has to take lesson from direction from Krishna. Krishna says, the destination himself comes and says, here is, I am the destination, come here. And if you don't take that, it's your misfortune. Direction is there, the perfect director is there, but he is unfortunate. He does not accept it. Therefore, he is baffled. Our propaganda is therefore that you rascal, all blind leaders, rascals, don't try to lead. Take Krishna's instruction and lead. Then you live for it. This is our propaganda. Leading must be there. Direction must be there. But the direction and leading must be perfect. Then we will. Our inquiries must be there. But if the answers and the leading is bad, then we are bad. So we should make our inquiry to Krishna and take his direction. Then we will.
But some people say that the Bhagavad Gita is the direction. Some people say that the Quran is the direction. Some people,
many authorities say it is right, and that is your fortune and misfortune. As some people say that it is written by some man or something, that it is not perfect. There are many others also. They say it is perfect. Now it is your choice whom you to follow. That some people, as they are against, they are for also. Now it is up to you to accept. No? It is up to you. We accept the direction of the acharyas. Ramanacharya, Buddha Acharya, Chaitanya. Everyone is perfect. And they say the direction of Gandhi or this man, that man. Both of them are taking direction. But when the direction is perfect, then you become perfect. If the direction is imperfect, you become perfect.
So we can see from the results of those different directions.
Yes. Following up. That is it. Now, there are so many Gandhiite students. They have also read Bhagavad Gita. And you have also read Bhagavad Gita, find out the difference. That is the reason.
We have heard that Gandhi was a great Mahatma.
You have heard so many things. That a mountain gave birth to a mouse. You have heard like that.
But Gandhi, he also read Bhagavad Gita, and he made so many wonderful comments on
that
the Gita.
That wonderfulness is for the rascals and the fools. What wonderful he is. He preached non-violence, but he was killed by violence. That is his wonderful action. He preached the philosophy of non-violence, which is impossible. Therefore Krishna killed him by violence. This is his object. His foolishness was proved that there cannot be non-violence. So he was a fool.
But he himself was non-violent.
But he non-violent, that's all right. He is a fool. Therefore I say, he cannot bring non-violence in politics. There is no such history. It's like Arjuna want to be non-violent. Krishna chastised him. But you are a foolish number one. So this is to bring a horse before a cart. Politics and non-violence, it is incompatible. It is not possible. And he did it. Therefore he was a fool. Just like if you want to cook without fire. Is it possible?
No.
So this is foolishness. If you become very bold enough, now I shall cook without fire. Then you are a rascal number one.
So should we...
Gandhi did it. Actually, he could not drive away the Britishers by non-violence. For 35 years he struggled. When Subhas was introduced, violence, they went down. This is politics. Politics and non-violence.
So should we...
Incompatible. There is no history in the world that politics has been successful without violence. And he introduced this. How much foolish he was, we cannot. It is same thing like that. Maybe somebody says, I will cook without any. I shall scientifically do that a man can give birth to a child. There is no history. And if I say, now I shall do it, I shall see that equal rights. As a woman is giving birth, child, the man also will give child. These things are foolishness. This is not intelligence. The woman are claiming equal rights. So stop giving birth to a child. Then equal rights. Can it be possible?
Well, they try.
The man and woman unite, but the woman becomes figure.
But they have
not the man. And if somebody says, now the man will become pregnant, is it not foolishness?
But they have made a way so that the women also don't have to become pregnant. This contraceptive and...
This is another foolishness.
That way they can...
This unnatural thing. What is this insignia?
That is Ford's insignia.
Ford?
Yeah, they
this is Ford?
Made some...
Oh.
This is Ford, no?
LTD.
Yeah, it's a Ford.
Does it mean we should use violence to spread Krishna consciousness in Srila Prabhupada?
No.
This is
our... Yes, when there is quality, there is Krishna. I'm speaking of quality, not of love. You cannot create love by birth. That is another thing. But if you want kingdom, there must be violence. By violence, you cannot force the woman agree to love you. There is no such thing. Then there must be love. The business must be done accordingly. But when there is politics, there must be violence. Otherwise, cannot come out victorious.